May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all our hearts be acceptable to you, O Lord our God, our strength and our Redeemer. Please be seated. Well, this is our Stewardship Sunday, and I have to admit, last Sunday, if you think in like regular terms, would have been a perfect Stewardship Sunday lesson, but so is today, because even though a lot of people get afraid of the S word, stewardship, true stewardship is all about love. In fact, our collect is the perfect way to start off because it talks all about stewardship. It talks about our faith, our hope, and charity, which is another word for love. Love is stewardship. In all three, faith, hope, and love, they can't be separated. And they are our life way of stewardship. And St. Paul learned it really well. Jesus' law of love, which is what word?
Charity.
Starts with an S?
Story.
Yay, good. Okay. Paul's life, after he met Jesus, was total stewardship. Paul learned two things. He learned that Jesus Christ was his Messiah, his Lord, his Savior, his Redeemer. And Paul also learned that he wanted to imitate Jesus. And Paul did just that. Paul cared enough, all of himself, for God and God's people. In fact, in 1 Thessalonians that Barbara just read, what did he say? So deeply do we care for you that we are determined to share with you not only the gospel of God, but also our own selves. And that's what love is, sharing ourselves with others for the Lord. Now, I found a quote which really made me think, and it's a true quote. It was by Dorothy Day. I really only love God as much as I love the person I love the least. Now that's something to really think about. I really only love God as much as I love the person I love the least. And of course, actually, Jesus said it first. And 1 John wrote, we love because God first loved us. And if anyone says, I love God, and hates his brother or sister, they are a liar. And St. John goes on to further explain that this command came from Jesus. And that's what brings us to the gospel. Now, last week, I have to admit, like I said before, seemed to be a good Stewardship Sunday because the Pharisees were challenging and tricking Jesus with that coin. Remember, Caesar's image was on the coin. And what did they want to know? Should we pay the tax? And Jesus says, and I love this, what belongs to Caesar is Caesar's, and what belongs to God is God. And what's the given there? Everything, absolutely everything, belongs to our God. Well, the Pharisees were at it again because Jesus outthought the Sadducees. And so the Pharisees come in. And one of them, who is a lawyer, says to Jesus, he says, teacher, trying to trick him, which commandment in the law is the greatest? And Jesus answered, he says, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the first and great commandment, and the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. And on these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. That's what God is all about, learning, teaching us, for us to learn how to love. But once again, Jesus outthinks them, and of course that's a given, that's an absolute. Why? Because Jesus is 100% man and God? Well, yes, but no. Jesus is totally focused on God. God is his center. That's the one thing that God is, that Jesus is determined to do, to focus on God. He lets nothing get him distracted. Absolutely nothing. Not popularity, not pride, not ambition, not status, not possessions, not friends, not money, absolutely nothing. Not work, if we think about it, not doing the lawn, not cleaning the house. There's thousands of things that all of us can get distracted away from God. And why is that? Why can Jesus do that? Because his love of God is priority. It's first. It's the best for him. And his love for us. The two are together. They're bound together. For Jesus, love of God has priority over all else. And this is how Jesus lived his life. How he thought, how he spoke, how he healed, how he taught, how he had compassion, how he saved, how he redeemed. All of us. Jesus is and was and always will be totally committed to God the Father. Love of God and all people truly summarizes all the law and the prophets. Love is to dictate how we worship, how we live, how we think, how we speak, and how we treat one another. How we treat all people. In fact, this is integral to our faith. It can be separated. And it shows how we treat others, even people we really don't care for. It shows how deep our faith is in our God, our most gracious and forgiving and loving God. So what is stewardship, really? Stewardship is our love and faith in God, and our love and faith in humanity, and serving God, and serving one another. And just one more time, I'll read that quote. It's really something to consider. I really only love God as much as I love the person that I love the least. Please pray with me. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this opportunity to be together, to worship you, to pray for others in need. We also thank you for all the blessings that you give us. And we thank you and accept your gift of love and the salvation that Jesus Christ has given us by the power of the Holy Spirit and through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord.